First unheard message.
Well, when I was like, I don't know, 6 or 7, I burned down the shed in our backyard. And the funny thing is my parents for years thought that it was like a faulty lawnmower. They had one of those old-fashioned lawnmowers that you turned off. You know, like you put a little metal thing over the spark plug to keep the engine from going. I mean, those things were a death trap anyway. And then when the shed burned down, they freaked out. They got a new lawnmower and they're like, oh, we could have lost everything. And to this day, they don't know that I was doing, you know, it's almost a stereotype. I was doing the cigarettes in the shed, and I heard my parents coming, and I just hid the cigarettes, and they caught fire. So that was on me. My parents thought it was them for years.
Next message.
I am actually in serious credit card debt, and my husband has no clue. So the problem is that we're about to buy our first house, and I really need to tell him something before he figures it out.
Next message.
So, when I moved into the city, got a new job, was looking for a place to live, fell in love with this apartment in this gorgeous building, close to the park. It was beautiful, except they didn't take dogs. No pets allowed, not even goldfish. So what I did was a little research online, and I found that I could have my dog, beautiful Doberman named Sherry, registered as a therapy licensed dog. I've got a licensed service dog thing online, and well, obviously I'm not handicapped, so I got the emotional therapy dog. So when I tell people that she's my service dog and they look at me, I say, well, emotional therapy in the elevator. So they look me up and down and like, whatever. I don't care. I got my dog. I got my apartment. I'm living life. It's good.
End of messages.